Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Welcome aboard. This is Sports Overnight America. Tuesday into a Wednesday edition. Welcome aboard. Marty Terrell along the way, and a very fast-paced hour coming up in the world of sports. Cannot resist, simply cannot resist the hint of fall that is in the air with football flying this weekend. Georgia Tech, Florida State, Dublin, Ireland. We'll even take a sneak peek at the first full week of college football. How about that? NFL preseason, yeah, you can sniff around that a little bit. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers saying this has been the most taxing, fall camp in his career. Look, you're coming back from Achilles. What'd you expect? A cakewalk? I mean, come on, Aaron Rodgers, please. But anyways, yeah, so we'll take a sneak peek into it. And There's a lot of sleeper teams in this country. One of them right in my backyard. Iowa State, Iowa, both in the Big 12 and Big 10, kind of flying under the radar screen, both coming off huge fall camps and a quarterback. And it was good to hear Scotty Farrell and Carver High talk about that. Rocco Beck, I mean, this kid, you know, they had a horrible situation in parts of central and a little central western Iowa. The town of Greenfield, Iowa, devastated by a tornado, and the town of Perry had the mass shooting with the principal killed and another young student killed in a horrible situation. And Anthony Beck, of course, former NFLer, his son Rocco playing for Matt Campbell at Iowa State. How about this? He goes up to Perry, Iowa, conducts camps for the kids in that community, in the high school and middle school and junior high kids. There's a guy that gets it. But, yeah, so we're going to do that. We're going to look at the baseball pennant races, too. Tyler Levine steps in. We'll talk to a former NFLer who is from Romania, Zoltan Mesko, who played at Michigan. We're going to be at Michigan for Michigan, Texas, coming up here on September 7th. That's going to get us a little bounce in our step. And Mesko also punted for the New England Patriots, played for Double B, Bill Belichick. So we got a big show today. We're going to get after it. High speed, high octane radio program as we get it going. Dominic Jimenez along the way. Again, baseball pennant races, some college football to toss around. We got a lot to get to here. A Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight. We're coming right back. Swing on that pole with it. Ooh, girl, yeah, you in the zone with it. On and on and on and on with it. Yeah, I'm fascinated. If I say let's take a trip, don't need to pack for Vegas. Yeah, I know you working hard and trying to stack them weights.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at burn.blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
All right, talking the world of sports here. It is Sports Overnight America. Again, into the night, we'll keep you updated with the scores, interviews. Jen and Jeff will be in tow tonight as well. I will start with the you got to get into the baseball right now. You have to start the show there. You really do. I get into the football, and you know, there's at least there's a handful of teams that get it. I mean, I look at some of the, and I get it. Some of these teams that just schedule. I mean, University of Kansas in football, they're going to play Lindenwood to open their season. I mean, anybody know where Lindenwood is? I mean, come on, really? That's who you're going to play, Kansas? Really? You're going to play Lindenwood? Now, I get it. You know, you got Mississippi State will play Eastern Kentucky. You know, Alabama's going to play the western part of Kentucky. I mean, it's just some of these early season games. And I always get a charge out of Alabama. You know, they come out of a hot spot November 9th. Alabama plays at LSU. And then the following week, boy, they host Mercer. I mean, come on, really? I mean, but I tell you, Alabama's celebrating today. They got this kid, Aiken Deere, out of Mississippi, who was committing to Ole Miss, and he said, no, I don't think so. I'm going to Alabama. Coach DeBoer doing a nice job before he even coaches one game in Alabama. He goes into Oxford in a hood of darkness and takes the number one recruit right away from the Rebs. So you got to love the SEC. You really do. They just, you know, they pilfer each other. It's absolutely crazy. And I give Texas A&M a lot of credit, Notre Dame too. They're going to play in College Station a week from Saturday. Here I said I was going to start with baseball, and I can't help myself. Let me get the football out of the way then, okay? That's what you want to hear, right? But Texas A&M and Notre Dame play. I love that. But here's the thing. This is why I love Georgia. You know, and everyone comes down on Georgia and, you know, kills Kirby Smart. Carson Beck, he is going to light up college football this year. That offensive line, I'm telling you, at Georgia could play in the NFL right now. They're that good. They are monstrous. Go look up at look at the numbers. If you want to really entertain yourself, just go look at the offensive linemen, even the two deep. Take the Georgia two deep and look at the size and the pedigree of the offensive linemen at the University of Georgia. But at least they play a real game. They open with Clemson. And I even give LSU credit because they're playing Southern Cal in Vegas on September 1, Sunday, a week from Sunday, which is great, you know. And then we get that Monday, right, Labor Day game. And, you know, off we go with college football. You know, I look around the Big Ten, and the same thing happens. I mean, Maryland's going to go beat up on UConn. UConn's terrible. Michigan, Fresno State, okay, but they got Texas in week two. Ohio State, you know, Ohio State is favored. You ready for this? And I love Akron, the University of Akron. You know what their name is? The Zips. And it's going to be appropriate because they're playing Ohio State in week one. What's going to be on the scoreboard? Their nickname, Zip. Holy smokes. So look at this. Ohio State plays Akron, and they're only favored by 52. I mean, you know, man, I just can't make up some of this stuff. You know, Wake Forest over there in the ACC, they find it in their heart to go beat up on North Carolina AT&T. Sound like a phone company. Hey, listen, back in the Big Ten, Minnesota, North Carolina, week from Thursday. Decent game. Can't kill them. That's a dynamite game. Penn State, give them credit. They're going to West Virginia. On the road at Morgantown. Can't kill the Nittany Lions. So, anyways, we'll take a further gander at that as the days are ahead. Maybe we'll do a little more with Tyler. But, man, some of these early season games. But, hey, listen. Look, the colleges don't play, you know, the proverbial preseason games, and I get it. You know, you're a coach, and you got a top 25 program, the last thing you want to do. I mean, we saw what happened to Michigan back in 97, right? Or what was it? Not 97. 2007. You know, Michigan said, hey, you know, we'll go play anybody anytime and open the season and got whacked. And it happens. So you got to be real, real careful. So I understand why they do that. I absolutely understand why they do it. So, and you know, you might get one this year. We truly might get one. And if we do, hey, it lights up college football. I mean, Iowa one year, dangerously close to losing to Northern Iowa. And, you know, it just happens. So you've got to be real careful. You like to pay homage to some of these smaller schools, give them their payday, give them their big chunk of the TV and give them a good gate. And, you know, but listen, acts of kindness sometimes can blow up in your face because the kids don't care. You know, the kids from Northern Iowa, the kids from Alcorn State, the kids from Akron, not that they're going to beat Ohio State, but, you know, listen, they go out there. That's a big game for them. They're not going to just roll over. Now, in cases like Akron against Ohio State, they got no chance. I mean, they got no chance. It's 28-0 before anyone is left standing getting to their seats from the parking lot and the tailgate at the Horseshoe a week from Saturday. It's 28-0. Ohio State will score touchdowns in their first four possessions and maybe go for two. I mean, you just never know. So anyways, all right, let's get to the baseball because, I mean, I'm doing like tube talk out of order, but I tell you, this is a great Tuesday night. I mean, if you're into baseball like I am, and many of you out there are, listen, Yankees, Guardians, this is big. Listen, the Cleveland Guardians are peeing down their leg. The Kansas City Royals, and I was thinking about this last night being in New York at Citi Field, and 2015 was the last great year for the Mets, and they got beat 4-1 by the Royals, who won the World Series. Let me tell you something. The Guardians are right down their leg. They really and truly are, and Kansas City is breathing fire, and Bobby Witt Jr., if you live anywhere within driving distance of Kansas City, buy a ticket and go watch this kid play. He is phenomenal. Of course, his dad, Bobby Witt, was a pitcher. Texas, who else did he pitch for? Primarily the Texas Rangers, Bobby Witt. But anyway, so, you know, you got to keep an eye on the scoreboard. We're officially now, as we head to late August and September, we're into scoreboard watching. Royals, listen, they get home cooking against the Angels. They're not going to cave. Royals get another W tonight, undoubtedly. So that puts a little heat on the Guardians. And listen, the Mets are only a game and a half back of Atlanta. Atlanta's in trouble. They're not that good. They're home. They've got the Phillies. Phillies aren't going to go quietly. The Phillies have got a bad slump out of their system. So, you know, listen, the Mets, big spot tonight against the Orioles. So you got to keep an eye on that spot. They send Quintana to the hill tonight against Kremer. For Baltimore. Elsewhere, Astros, Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox are the most frustrating team. 4-3 in the seventh. You know, they get a decent job out of the bullpen. Sims was walking people left and right. They get the tough out. They get Altuve out with a runner on. I think they had two runners on, first and second. They get Altuve out. They get to the ninth. They go with a whimper, barely a whimper, and then boom, home run, game over, good night. And I tell you, Kenley Jansen, look, nice pitcher. He's closing in on a lot of closing numbers. When you look at the guys he is stacking up a lifetime saves against, Suter, Mariano, some of the great closers of all time. Kenley Jansen's got great numbers, but I tell you, he's a can of gasoline right now. He scares me. He grew his fastballs, and last night, boom, out of the yard, and away we go. Good night, drive safe in Houston, where it's about 130 degrees outside and fans are buying tickets for $5 to sit in the bleachers because it's air conditioned. So there you go. What else we got? Brewers home free in the NL Central. Nothing to get excited about there. Twins, Padres. Padres are breathing. Padres and D-backs, and the D-backs are headed to Boston after the Red Sox finish up in Houston. They're breathing fire down the neck of the Dodgers, who are lucky because they got home cooking against the Mariners, who can't score to save their life. We come back. Zoltán Mezco, former Michigan, former NFL punter with the Patriots. He's coming up. We'll talk to him. And then we'll get Tyler Levine to bring it on home. We got a lot to get to still here. It's a Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it right here.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America, iHeart, TuneIn Radio, Simple Radio, and around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, so to hear Aaron Rodgers say, look, this has been his most trying camp coming back from Achilles. It's good to get Zoltan Mesko in here, who was NFLer, University of Michigan, played at a Blue Blood program, and he's done a lot of appearances and been at that summit, the Campbell Summit, on behalf of the National Football Foundation. Another edition of that is in the books from late July. But he is nice enough to give us a few moments, and we could talk some football and anything we want to talk about with Zoltan Mesko. Zoltan, my name is Marty Terrell, longtime Patriot fan. Remember you well. You were part of some Super Bowl activities with the legendary Pats, played for the all-time great Bill Belichick. Welcome to the program, Zoltan. How are you?
Marty, it's a pleasure to be on here, and I'm glad you're a Patriots fan, although you only got to see me when you didn't want to see me.
So. I know.
I took care of the trash on the field as the punter.
Yeah, well, that's not true. Hey, you know, before we get into some other stuff, and you're from Romania, and of course we had a huge Olympic situation with your native land, with the Olympic gymnasts and some neat stuff. I want to talk about that and really your life. But I guess I want to start with, you know, this time of year, do you miss it? You know, kickers, punters, you guys, just like everybody else, you're singing for your supper every single year in training camp. And I think when you were there, obviously the Pats were probably in Smithfield, Rhode Island at Bryant College. Can you give us a few morsels on what it's like when you get close to cut down day and you got guys punting the football with the Patriots trying to beat you out of a life and an income? So let's talk about that if we could, Zoltan.
Yeah. You're hitting home a little too hard there, but I was going to say for the spirit of the game, you know, anyone that's played them, maybe even high school football, I was visiting a high school locally here, and it got my juices flowing. It gets really nostalgic and getting back into camp mode and getting ready for the fall. I love the weather. But, you know, on the professional side, yes, it does get down to cut day, and you're kind of biting your fingernails as to whether you're going to make it or not. Of course, based on your performance, you already have an intuition internally whether you're going to make it or not. But It's definitely a little nerve-wracking because it is your lifeline, your livelihood that you're playing for. But at the end of the day, you have to remember it's a game, and you get to do something you love for a job.
Interesting. Zoltan Mesko, University of Michigan, also with the New England Patriots. A couple follow-ups on that, and then we'll go to some other areas. Belichick involved with special teams much, or did he defer, and did he interact much with you? That'd be the first part of the question, because he seems like a very hands-on coach. Maybe, you know, some would say a control freak. I don't know. They say the great coaches are like corporate CEOs. They're great at delegating to their very good staff. So I want to ask you that. And then, you know, insofar as Belichick, just playing for that man, I want to hear what that was like. So let's hear. How hands-on was he with you as a punter, the kickers, and special teams?
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as hands-on, I mean, he was, I believe he started his career either with the Giants or when it was the Baltimore Colts. Coaching
Colts.
Some of the punters. Yeah, so he did a fair amount of hanging out with the punters there. So he knows a fair amount about the punting game, but he also knows, I mean, he pays a lot of attention to the special teams game. Obviously, he had the knack for drafting or signing lefties, lefty punters, because, you know, spin rate is opposite, so you're not really used to it. And that kind of led to maybe one, two, maybe three turnovers a year per season, which you never know when those are going to be peppered into the game, and it could flip the game for you in a positive manner when you really need it. But as far as being hands-on, I would say, yeah, he was involved, and he focused a lot on the fundamentals and, you know, going after it and cutting on the outside of your foot so you're not slipping. Just really good. I would say, I would call him, yes, he's a chess master, but he breaks down the game to its simplest form for the other component. So the other players are playing checkers while the guy is truly playing chess. And that's what makes it makes him kind of a mastermind. So you mentioned CEOs. He's really good at hiring the best of the best. So while he likes to micromanage to a certain degree, at some point you have to let go because it's just not feasible for you to cover all the bases.
Interesting. Hey, Zolta, what about the kickers now with the rule changes? It looks weird the way they line up on kicks. It looks like the kickoffs are going the way of the dodo bird. It looks like they're going to start spotting the ball to 20 or 25 and call it good. They're going to be just field goal kickers. They've moved the extra point back. The extra point's no longer a gimme. How do you think how do you think the kickers feel about these rules changes?
So I have not spoken to a kicker per se about this, but I saw Bucker from Kansas City. He figured out a way to kind of knuckleball the football down there, where you know it's got to take a bounce, and then when it goes into the end zone, you get the touchback at the 20. But honestly, it's such a not an archaic, but such a symbolic play in football, the kickoff. I would hate to see it go away. Maybe correct back to it and just say my bad, and you know, not line it up, because yeah, you're trying to have the best interest at heart for the player's safety, but at the same time, there's maybe other tweaks to the rules that you can do. I guess they're trying to make the kickoff a little bit more exciting, but it's just it's very symbolic to the game. The kickoff. I mean, how many times do you use it in corporate America? Even we're going to kick this thing off.
Exactly. Yeah. Zoltan Mesko with us again, former NFLer. Zoltan, I've seen a quote here from you, and I love this quote. You came to the United States from your native Romania as an 11-year-old. You love the fact that your voice right now is being heard worldwide on the American Forces radio network. You say you're a wonderful patriot. You were a patriot in football. You're a patriot in life. You love this country. It's a heartwarming quote to hear you say that and be so willing to come on and talk to people around the globe. Can you just talk about your coming to the United States at such a young age? You went to an outstanding university, the University of Michigan. You played in the most popular professional sport in the world in professional football. Some would argue soccer, and I'd listen to you. But just tell us, what was that like coming over from Romania to the United States when you look back at that? Let's hear.
Yeah. So I was born in Romania, right? And I came over to the U.S., but before age 0 to age 11. So I grew up in communism, and communism in Romania was overthrown in 1989, right around Christmas time, which I was 3.5 years old. I don't remember much of it, but I learned a lot about it at the dinner table from my mom and dad. And, the bullets flying through our apartment window. Thankfully, we're on the third floor, so you got those, good old communist cement buildings with rebar. But, you were dodging AK-47 bullets. We were lying down on Christmas Eve, and after communism ended and Nicolae Ceausescu was overthrown as a dictator, there was other challenges that involved hyperinflation. I came over here when I was 11 years old. My dad applied to the green card lottery. That out of 20 million applicants, about 55,000 people are chosen. And football, even the way I discovered it, it was in eighth grade. I was playing kickball and knocked out one of the gym lights. And the coach told me he was a gym teacher, but he was also the varsity football assistant coach. And he said, well, do you want to pay for that light or do you want to become our kicker? And coincidingly, with my upbringing in Romania and football, kind of taught me the same lessons about hard work, grit, resilience, and making it up to Michigan and then being drafted into the NFL. Those were it kind of matched my story really well in learning all the things that I learned in my upbringing. But back to my kind of patriotic ways, I mean, talk yes. about, the stuff I've been through in kind of communism and post-communism era in Romania and how great of a country America is. For anyone listening out there, I'm getting a little emotional, but I want to just thank everyone for our freedom. So.
Oh, Zoltan, thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, it's
actually,
just so heartwarming.
Funny enough, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you let it out, man. I mean, it just, and this is real stuff. I mean, I'm reading these quotes from you and it's so heartwarming. It truly is. I mean, God bless you because you're acknowledging it. And you know what I think you've done for, and I'll make an I statement. What you've done for me is sometimes we take what we have for granted. We walk around and we have a sense of entitlement, and it's people and quotes I'm reading about you. You want us to understand, man, how great this country truly is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, actually, I was watching Bryson DeChambeau. I don't know if any of you watch his YouTube golf channel, but he had John Daly on playing with him. And one of the assistants there was a former vet. And John Daly said it best, you know, it's not... you know, thank you for our freedom, because talk about the willingness to pay the ultimate price. That's amazing. And if anyone has any complaints about America, right, go live in another country. And I'm sure, you know, some of our armed forces individuals do that on a daily basis, and they see the contrast. Yeah. I don't know what people are complaining about these days, but yeah, I'm happy
anything
to share my thoughts on that.
Yeah, anything and everything. Listen, thank you. We are so short on time. I am just so grateful that we have you on. And please, let's do this again soon. Would you, Zoltan? Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Marty. You have a great day.
You the same. Zoltan Mesko. Look him up. Played for the Patriots. Outstanding kicker. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back on Sports Overnight. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide, on the American Forces Network.
All right, strolling along here on a late August Tuesday into a Wednesday here on Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, we got Tyler Levine, thanks to Zoltan Mesko, former Patriot kicker, University of Michigan. We got a lot to get into. We're going to clean out the sports closet of Tyler's mind and mine as well. We got a lot to get to. Tyler, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. I actually got my Michigan t-shirt on right now.
Do you really? You are. How did you become a Michigan fan? I'm dying to hear this.
My dad's best friend growing up, his father went to Michigan, and then my dad's best friend also went to Michigan. So it was just a friend of a friend, essentially, and that's my dad's a loyal guy, and he stuck to Michigan. And when I was born, obviously, I pretty much didn't have a choice, but it was a painful, 26 years before I saw a championship, but it was worth it.
And we have a few decades between our age, so I'm kind of a defector. I was a huge Michigan fan back in the 80s and 90s, and I always loved Notre Dame, too. So I was kind of like, I felt like a front runner, you know, because Notre Dame and Michigan had some epic football battles. But you know what I want to do for, you know, for all the Michigan fans out there? What would, you know, because, again, there's decades that separate us, so decades plural. What is the high water mark of your Michigan allegiance? Because mine would be 89, 90, Ramil Robinson making the free throw against Seton Hall. They fire Bill Frieder because he was going to take – it did take the Arizona State job. Bo Schembechler, the legendary coach, said, well, we don't want a – we want a Michigan guy coaching our team. So he fires Frieder and brings in his assistant, Steve Fisher, and they Michigan goes on a 6-0 roll and wins the national championship and cuts down the nets. That's kind of, you know, that's kind of my high water Michigan moment. Do you have one? And what sport was it? Was it football? Is it Brady related? Let me hear.
Michigan. Honestly, this is a super random person that I don't even know if, you know, most people might not even know who this is, but the earliest memory that I have of really what genuinely marked like my Michigan fandom was Braylon Edwards. I had the number one Michigan jersey, and he was like one of those. He was the player that like I loved the most growing up. I mean, I was still very young at this point. I was born in '97. I think he played in like '04, so I was still just a kid. But I used to wear that jersey everywhere. And then I'm a UNC basketball guy, so my college sports are a little all over the place, but because I do love Michigan football, I'll root for Michigan basketball as well. So Trey Burke, you know, that run that they had making it to the finals and losing to Louisville was something that I just love to watch. And, it, you know, I've always stuck with the football program, although it was painful for a couple years. I felt like I never saw them beat Ohio State until like 3 years ago. But you know, I was raised to hate Ohio State.
Last year was just unbelievable. I mean, it was such a weird year. Wasn't it weird though? I mean, you start the year with Harbaugh suspended, you finish the year with him suspended. It was just a weird, weird year. I can't wait to see how they respond. And we're going to be up in Ann Arbor doing the show Friday the 6th and Saturday night the 7th after they take on Texas at the Big House. What a weird year last year, and yet it's a national championship. In the last 2 years, not only have they beaten Ohio State, Harbaugh owned them, and he's got Ryan Day now walking the plank in Columbus. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Day is – when you just look back at the Ohio State coaches that they used to have, Tressel, Myers, like, who's Ryan Day? I mean, come on. The guy, for me, he's a hack. Like, he's nothing. He's inconsequential. He tries so hard to be the guy and have these, you know, pregame or postgame interviews where he's all fired up, blah, 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 blah. Like, he's nobody to me. He should be out the door already.
You know what's really weird, and I'm going to be kind of taking a shot at my native New England. He's from New Hampshire. He's from Manchester, New Hampshire, who's given us and then Chip Kelly is, you know, Chip Kelly leaves UCLA before they fired him. Chip Kelly's with the Eagles. Chip Kelly, you know, was obviously a high-profile pro coach, takes the UCLA job, now ends up at the offensive. Both these guys are from, like, New Hampshire. One of them's from Manchester. The other one's from Dover. I mean, I thought maybe you're being a little rough in terms of saying they're hacks, but you're starting to you're starting to win me over here a little bit, because I never thought I'd live to see the day a guy from New Hampshire would be coaching Ohio State. We're talking Rust Belt, Ohio State. We're talking about, whether we like it or not, one of the preeminent college football programs. It just seems weird. It really does.
It doesn't fit.
Go ahead.
It just doesn't fit. You think of a program like Ohio State, as much as I don't like them, I respect, you know, the winning culture that they had established, and it just felt odd to bring someone like that in after the two previous coaches that they had as the guy to lead this program, and he ultimately has accomplished nothing. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, my opinion is based on just strict accomplishments. If the guy had won multiple national championships and was a bona fide winner, it's a different story, but I don't think he's really accomplished anything. So that's, you know, where my opinion stands.
All right, I want to jump over, because I want to get your perspective, because you are well versed nationally. But when you think of the Big 12, you know, obviously, I have Iowa State in my backyard. You know, Oklahoma and Texas defect. Their TV package seems to be a rung below everyone else's. I mean, it's a really good conference, but they just keep getting plucked. I mean, they lose Nebraska, they lost Oklahoma, and yet Colorado comes back with Dion. They do pick up Arizona and Arizona State, because the Pac-12 just got absolutely obliterated and no longer exists. So here's where I want to go with you. When you think of the Big 12 right now, and you think of, you know, Colorado coming in, the Arizona schools coming in, is the Big 12, do you think, about to possibly gain some traction and start to make a move towards getting on par? It's going to be tough to catch the Big 10 and the SEC. The ACC and the Big 12 kind of mirror themselves a little bit. Let me hear your impressions on the Big 12, and I'm interested to hear what you say about Colorado as well, because of Dion and company. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think that everything has now changed with the expansion of the playoff, where the Big 12 in a whole, traditionally speaking, what we've seen in the playoff and the teams that are winning the national championship are SEC teams, or obviously, you know, Big 10 last year. But now, with the expansion of this playoff and these teams who are in those 7, 8, 9, 10 spots, who are normally just in some random bowl game that, just calling it for what it is, most people don't really care about, are now going to have a chance to go against these big dog schools in the SEC and the Big 10. And we both know this more than anything, especially in college football. Anybody can beat anybody. And these schools have talented rosters, and they are coached by top guys. So I think that with the expansion of the playoff, we'll bring more notoriety to a lot of these schools that haven't necessarily been getting it. To go on Colorado, because you had mentioned them specifically, me and DJ Shields went into this the other, you know, a couple weekends ago. I don't see why they can't do big things. I don't necessarily know if they're going to be, like DJ thinks, a top four team or make it to the national championship game by any means, but I refuse to go against Deion Sanders. I won't bet against the guy. It's just, I'm not going to be the guy that gets caught betting against him. I'd rather ride with him and say I think he can do anything, because I genuinely do. And I believe more than anything, what's most important in any organization across whatever sport you're talking about is who's at the head, who is running the show, because the standard that they set and the way that they carry themselves trickles down throughout the organization. And we see this all the time with franchises and teams who seem to be in shambles, and 99% of the time you say, well, look at who their owner is, or look at how things are being ran by the director of operations, or, you know, in soccer, the director of football. And it's when you have a guy like that who's setting that standard. I believe Warren Sapp is on the coaching staff as well. Like, these kids are learning from guys who went and achieved the dreams that they all have. They went to the league, they won Super Bowls, and from my understanding, anyone that plays for Dion believes in Dion, obviously, and I think that they can do big things. And there are other teams. I mean, Kansas has the best football program that they've had probably ever right now in this moment of time. Iowa State's a great program. Houston always seems to be able to mix things up. Texas, TCU, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. Like, this is a good conference, and I think there's going to be exciting games. I don't know necessarily how close they are to knocking off the SEC or the Big Ten, but I think that they're certainly making their way, and I really, really genuinely do believe that the expansion of the playoff will help this conference as a whole massively.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting, and we talked about this too, no other sport could possibly go from almost quadruple their playoff postseason format. But football, college football, has been able to do it. If you did that in any other sport, you wouldn't have enough teams. In other words, the NBA, all 30 teams would get in the playoffs. Yeah. NHL, same deal. That's how much they've expanded the playoff on a percentage basis. I'm telling you right now, there's a formulator out there on ESPN and some other sites where you can basically plug in your formula and you can come up with your own little mock 12-team playoff. And you know who's in the middle of this thing? You're going to laugh when I say this. I mean, seriously, this team is so dangerous. Conference USA, the Liberty Flames out of Lynchburg University. They are.
That team will always have my heart, man. When I was in college, we used to, and I don't, I'll say, you know, disclosure wise, I don't condone gambling for anybody, but I was betting on Liberty football almost every single week, and they were always covering the spread. And me and my buddies still have the saying, give me Liberty or give me death, as we would watch them. We'd have to stream the game because it wouldn't even be televised. We're watching on, like, with the senior announcers and everything. So I love Liberty football. I hope they're in the mix. They'll always have my heart.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you get through the Power Five, seriously, Tyler, it's a blast to look at these quote-unquote mid-majors, and they're scarier than that. Nobody wants to play Liberty. I'm telling you right now, coaches are having nightmares thinking about going up against this team. The quarterback is an absolute beast. They throw the ball all over the place, and you get caught napping. They're going to beat you. They really and truly are.
This is why this season is going to be so awesome, though, because it really – it almost gives like a March Madness feel to college football. And I think that everyone's been saying this for years. This should have been the format in the first place. But obviously the NCAA, they're a dinosaur. They move slower than molasses. So it took a while to get here. But we're finally here, and I'm telling you, this is going to be the most exciting season of college football that we have seen in decades. Because you have these teams like a Liberty who have nothing to lose when they're playing a Texas. And normally that game only matters because Texas will either make it or not make it into the playoff because of that loss. And now even those teams like a Texas who lose two games and it's like, oh, well, now they're out of the playoff. There's nothing really to play for other than this bowl game and the kids sit out as they're preparing for the draft. Now those teams have a chance to actually really play when it matters. But more importantly, these smaller teams are going to come in and, you know, the Cinderella story can now exist in college football, as where with the 4-team playoff, that couldn't really happen because those top four teams are all nasty. Like, everyone knows that they're good. Everyone believes that anyone can really beat anyone in that spot. But now we have the Cinderella story in college football, and that's poetic. And I absolutely love it. And I'm so fired up to watch them go at it this season.
And I love the March Madness feel to the to December and January because you're so spot on. Look at the American Athletic Conference, okay? Memphis, again, nobody wants to play them. Nobody wants to go near them. They just don't. They got Seth Hennigan, the quarterback. They average almost 40 points a game. Tulane is dangerous. And then you got South Florida, University of Texas, San Antonio, the Roadrunners, Army and Navy, and those last three teams are potential huge spoilers. They won't get into the playoff, but they may, you know, Army and Navy both play Notre Dame, and one of them, I'm telling you, could easily pick off Notre Dame. Hey, we're out of time. I'll bid you farewell till tomorrow. Good job out of you, pal.
Thank you, my friend. Talk soon.
This show just flew by. Coming back here on Byline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, rolling down the home stretch here on Sports Overnight America. Jen and Jeff coming up throughout the night. Look forward to them on alternating hours. And yeah, Yankees Guardians five-star matchup right now. That series at the stadium in New York, and Guardians have just been under a steady assault at what was a big lead, and the Royals are breathing fire right down their neck, and they're not going anywhere. You know, listen, Mets, game and a half back. You know, I came out of that, you know, heroics last night. Was a lot of fun. They just, something's missing. They get Nemo back tonight. I think that helps. They just lack a lot of pop in the offense. Alonso, you know, Alonso homers or what? Strikes out, you know, and they, you know, Starling Marte, he's on the downside of his career. They're hitting Bader ninth. So he gives him a little bit of pop in the bottom third. Of course, Alvarez, you know, Francisco Alvarez hits a bomb last night. I mean, just absolute bomb. Probably the Orioles bounce back tonight. We'll keep an eye on that. Diamondbacks are a great story. I mean, they're feasting on the Marlins right now. Then they're going to head up the Northeast Seaboard. They'll go into Fenway. And the Red Sox just, I don't know what it is with the Red Sox, but they just, the Houston Astros get inside their head. They do, and that the Red Sox bullpen is a mess. Chris Martin's great. Martin gets him to the closer, but Jansen now, I don't know what, 6-7 blown saves. When he blows them, he really blows them. So I don't know. You know, and Jansen's had some medical stuff too. He hasn't been exactly healthy. I'm not making excuses for him. So yeah, probably the Astros have their way. Dodgers again, Seattle. I don't trust that team. They cannot score. They've got some players in that lineup that are great, but collectively, 1-9, they struggle scoring runs. Pitching keeps them in it. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to Tyler Levine and Zoltan Mesko, the former Michigan star and Patriot punter. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night with scores, interviews, highlights throughout the night on Sports Overnight. Adios.